just the end of this siman that's talking about Berachas Krishma, we must mention that there's a massive machlekes rishonim throughout the first two parakim of Brachas and possibly more, whether the Berachas Krishma considered Berachas HaMitzvos, and it's as if we're making a bracha on the mitzvah of Krishma, even though the brachas don't speak about Krishma, but it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, to the extent that the Meiri writes that if someone's in a place where he doesn't have siddur and does not know Berachas Krishma by heart, he should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Akeim HaMashe Kitchon Svei Al Kriyas Shema. So many Rishonim viewed it as Berachas Krishma, as Berachas HaMitzvah. Other Rishonim learned, no, it's brachas which Chazal were Masadr before Krishma, after Krishma, but not that they belong to the mitzvah of Krishma. Not that it's set up in a way that it's Berachas HaMitzvah. And there are possibly a few different nafkaminas, many nafkaminas. One nafkamina is whether one should say Kel Melech Neman in the case where they're not davening with a tzibur, and they're going to be missing three words from the Ramach, from the Cheshma of the 248, which we'll discuss separately in a later point. There's another discussion, one chance Amen after Berachas Yitzhar and after the Bracha of Avarab. So if we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Tes Iv Dalet, the Machaber says, V'layana Amen Achasim Abaychem Amo Yisro Be'ahava. One should not answer Amen after he finishes Abaychem Amo Yisro Be'ahava, Mishum Devi Hefsi. Now, this is the sheet of the Machaber. Even though the Beis Yosef does bring that a sheet that not the answer Amen after Yitzhar also, because it's a hefsik, but halach lemaisik, the mechaber bas that one could answer amen if the yotzer amoreis, but if the avraba not to answer amen because it is a hefsik. And Mishmur explains what's the hefsik. The hefsik is between Krishma to the bracha, just like it's also to be mafsik between a dvar mitzvah or dava shel hano, between the bracha on it and the actual mitzvah. So to over here also, one should not be mafsik. But as Mishmur points out, Berachas Yitzhar, the Mechaba Ladina is maskim, that if you finished before the Chazan finished it, then you answer Amen. If you're finishing it with the Chazan, then you do not answer Amen. Then the Ramah is Mitzayin, Ba'ayin Lekamon Simas Samachal. Take a look later on, Simas Samachal. Now, if we look later on, Simas Samachal of Siv Gimel, over there in the Hakah, in the Ramah over there, it says that one answers Amen also to the Bracha of Abaycha. And the Ramah brings down the meaning is for the Chazan to finish off the Bracha, and the Kaal answers Amen after the Chazan. And the reason is because Berachas Krishma is not Doimais to other Berachas HaMitzvahs. From the fact that we don't say Ashekichon's face of its son who likreis Shema, it's Brachas Bifnei Atzman, which were Mesukan to be read before Krishma. Therefore, says Ramah, there's no chash that there's a hefsik between them and Krishma. We take a look at the Achroinim. The Achroinim all quote Ramah Ladina. If one finished Berachas Abaycha before the Shatz, one should answer Amen after the Shatz. As we'll see, Shulchan Acharav, Darach HaShulchan, that was the meaning in many places. Comes along the Mishnah Brura, and the Mishburu Kedarkai, Ach lechatchilo yoistetoyv sheyisayim b'shovim ha-shatz. However, in order to get out of this machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, one should lechatchilo be extra careful to finish off habaycha with the chazan. Leitzarch lanes amen achrov. Then you won't have to answer amen afterward. In other words, Mishburu is not telling you to follow the Mechaber's psak of not answering Amen, but he's looking for an Eitzah to get out of the whole Shaila by finishing together with the Chasen. And he brings the Derech HaChayim, the Nesivis, Shekaz De'elan is Amen Achabrach HaCheres Ben Avrav L'Shma that you should not answer. Even if you follow the Ramah, still you don't answer to another Brach. This is the understanding of the of the Mishnah Brura of what one should do, and that's what in many yeshivas they follow the meaning of the Mishnah Brura that everyone ends off together. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Nun Tes and Sif Beis, he begins with the Rashba B'Tshuvos. The Rashba is one of the sources that the Berachas of Krishma are not brachas of Krishma mamish, like Berachas HaTorah and Berachas HaMitzvahs. And he brings up Chayin Skim HaGoyinim, Lefich Mishkar Krishma B'lei Berachaseh Chozmai Berachaseh B'nei Atzma. If someone read Krishma without the brachas, you could always say the brachas by themselves. But still, you should read it with Krishma. If you read Krishma after, just read it with the brachas. And the Aruch HaShulchan over there in Siman HaTes, later on in Sif Yud Gimel, he brings down Berachas Yetzer Oime Im Hashatz, the Nachas Bla Yismech Hashmias Mishatz. One should say by themselves. Rakiana Amen Mishnei Time, Mishayinza Amen afterwards. And then he goes on into, that's in Yud Gimel. And then in Yud Dalet, he brings down the Ramah, okay? And then he says, is it over here or it's somewhere else? Maybe it's in Siman Samach Aleph, where over there he brings down the meaning of answering Amen after. So again, like I said, there are many places that's the minig, and that's what many people are knowing. Each one should follow their minig or the minig of the place that they take on their minhagim, like whether they know you like the mishru or not. Kiveger in Simchah Heis Iftes. Over there is discussing the halachas of tefillin, and there's an issa to be mafsik b'dibur between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. There are two reasons. One is either because the pasuk says v'ha yusu should be ba'avaya achas, the putting on of the tefillin shel rosh and shel yad should be done together at the same, within the same havaya. That's why even when you don't make a bracha, for example, chalmai, people that put on without bracha or tefillin shel bein tam, we're not mafsik between the two tefillin. The second reason, because since the bracha of the niach is going on the shorosh, so we're not mafsik. So over here, Kiveger brings down Shuvah's panami iris, a chedek alves minutes, where let's say between the shalyad and the shorosh, I heard someone make a bracha on tefillin shalyad, on tefillin. I put on my shalyad already before I put on the shorosh. My friend who's standing next to me, he made the bracha on Tzvon Shoyat, which the Kitzah says that you should make it quiet, not to get into a suffix, for the next guy to hear, to not know if you should answer or not. But this is a case, the Banamir is the case, where I heard, says Banamir is mutter dance, amen. Why? The high ha mana al hanachas tzvon lehevefsi. Since the amen is coming to say that the bracha that this person is making, which is about tefillin, is true, so it's not considered hefsik. It's not considered hefsik. And Reb Kivega brings the Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel that says you should not answer Amen. However, says Reb Kivega, the nearly raya mitor chaim sim samchal b'shem harama. Says I have a raya from a later halacha. The oynin amen al berchas abayich amisobe ava. The halach is pointing the shittas harama, which is what the Ramah brings down, that we answer amen on the brach of abaychem ma'isov ava. Davsaka leka delegar mishel shalom mash from the blav avi achiheva avsaka. We have to come on to saying that it's not avsaka. The ramas is not avsaka. It's not any worse than shel shalom mash. But if not for that, it would be avsik, even though I'm answering amen to the brach itself. Then he brings another ayah from the Mechaber Siman Samach Vav, Samach Zayin, where he says, not the answer Amen after Gal Yisrael, because it's a hefsik ay, but the Amen on Gal Yisrael itself is a hamonetz making true the Gal Yisrael. And yet we see it's still a hefsik. So this is an interesting ayah that Kivega wants to bring from our halacha against the Panim Eiros. But Agavarim, like I mentioned, that the Eish Avram does say a very important nekuda. If one read Krishma before davening, because he was worried about missing this man Krishma, or for whatever reason he read Krishma before, and now he's saying the Berachas Krishma and the Minyan, even though he's saying Shema again, but then everyone will agree that he can't say Amen because it's not a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, because he was already yotze the mitzvah beforehand. Again, the sugya itself is a long sugya. Maybe we'll come back to it when we discuss Kamach Neman. And there's a Ramban also that discusses this, the Ramban and Chidushin. Ramban says the Ramban's in the beginning of Masechta Brachas. Says Kfar Hayim Minig by Yaris Lema Ben Avos Elam Lekrishma Kamach Neman. Ubiyaldusi Neskashalai. It was Shverti. Yishadavi Yidur Shavos Elam Bechaz Mitzvah Zil Lekrishma. And all mitzvahs need the bracha Ivlas Yasin. So he was bothered with that question. And he goes on to answer it. So like I said, hopefully we'll get back to that. I'm going to end now a few minutes earlier. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue hopefully tomorrow.